We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're talking with Raleigh County Commission Chair Greg McKinley and County Appraiser Greg McHenry. And we'll take your phone calls here if you got any questions or concerns. Maybe you need something that clarified. We can do that here, 785-537-1350. Lots going on, as we mentioned, here in Raleigh County government. There's a meeting coming up this Thursday, and I want to make sure we give an opportunity to preview that. Greg, this is near and dear to your heart, I know.
Yes.
You ran on this, actually, Better Ambulance Service.
Yes. We're having a meeting Thursday night at 7 o'clock at the Leonardville Community Center. It will be a commission meeting. All three of us there are an official commission meeting, and we're inviting people to come and comment. They want to bring up all their views on an ambulance. Been trying to work on adding an ambulance station in North County, probably in Leonardville, to better serve the North County area. Because right now, there's corners, you know, the far ends of the county can be 45 minutes for an ambulance to get there. And by putting one in Leonardville, it'd cut it down to 15 or 20 minutes for the maximum times. Part of the reason why it's coming up now, we're also in the process of designing a new ambulance headquarters, because the existing one was designed for ambulances that were basically large station wagons. Now they've got those big trucks, and they don't fit in the building even anymore. And there's more space needed. The head of the department head doesn't even have an office in that building. He's a block away in a different building now. So I just put the new ambulance station for big enough for all the equipment to move the administrative people into that building, and also move some of emergency management into that building. But as part of that, if we did add an ambulance in North County, the one in the county shops would be moved back to the headquarters where it was up until a couple of years ago when we moved out there, because there is a lot, you know, calls out of that one. That's why I'm bringing it up now, because we need that new station to be designed for two ambulances, not just one, which means the living quarters and everything have to be designed, and the garage and everything designed for two. So that's why it's kind of tied into right now.
I know the meeting on Thursday is planned for about an hour and a half, if I remember right.
Yes.
And so that means there will be some organization to this. It's not just going to be a bunch of people just yelling over each other.
No, that's not. And we've got some the rules set up that I'll go over at the start of the meeting. And it's not just for this meeting. It's for any of our public comment meetings or public comments during our meetings, that try to hold it to 3 minutes per person, and not have people saying the same thing four times, you know, several times. And there is plenty of information that can be brought up about it, and also being, you know, no personal attacks and everything, just, you know, bring up for discussions. And I don't think that's going to be a problem. We had that informal meeting a couple of weeks ago, and everybody, you know, was willing to just wait their turn to ask questions and stuff and go over things.
Well, I got a feeling it'll be well attended on Thursday. I think there's a lot of interest in this.
I'm assuming it'll be a crowd.
Yeah. Well, this is obviously a good thing, because you get feedback this way, and I think that's really helpful here, because, you know, a lot of those folks up there feel like their voices aren't always heard.
And I say, because I'm in that area, I've heard it a lot, and that's why I'm just, you know, part of that is to make sure the other two commissioners have heard all the concerns and the problems people have had with it, so everybody can be informed on the issue.
All right. So what I've gathered here, this is kind of you're doing this here while you do the plan here for the headquarters. Kind of this helps you kind of kill two birds with one stone almost.
That's my idea on it. And, you know, like I say, just so the other commissioners, because I've heard about it for a long time. I went to the commission 3 years ago, I think it was, 3 or 4 years ago, before I was ever even considering running, to bring up the issue of what could be done for an ambulance in North County.
Well, certainly going to keep an eye on that. I know we've got a reporter going up there to Leonardville Thursday, so we'll see what transpires from that. There's also, we've been watching this in the news. I know it was brought up yesterday. the forming of a Rural Economic Development Advisory Board, and that is a very exciting endeavor.
Yeah, we've, I think Gary Fike, the Extension Director, is the one, I think, that initially came up with this, and we're all in favor of it. It's taken a while to get all the right stuff written up to get them set up, but we did, we have got it set up, and yesterday we'd been telling people to apply, you know, putting the word out for people to apply, and this is the one requirement is it has to be someone living outside of Manhattan city limits, and we did get six good applicants, and we divided them up yesterday because they want alternating terms. It's not because of one's better than the other, but two of them will be three-year terms, two of them two-year, and two of them one-year, and they can renew, you know, sign back up if they want to do it another year, but that way, so there isn't a big turnover if everybody leaves at one time, you know, kind of spread it out that way. And, you know, we're looking forward to it. I'm hoping they can come up with some ideas. You know, it's to help us to see if there's things that the county, what the county can do to encourage more economic development out in the county.
Certainly, yeah. I think it's a good idea, obviously. And with all these, you look at some of the names here, a lot of the names, they have a lot of interest here in Raleigh County.
Yeah.
Kent Glasscock, Brenda Jordan, Gordon Hibbard.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Ron Wilson.
Yeah. And we've got them from all over. Some of them from North County, and some of them, that one, Lauren Clement is from out in Ashland, and Ron Wilson and Kent are from more of the South County area, and the others are all from the north part of the county. So it's not one area. It's trying to look at the whole county.
Have other counties done something similar like this, or are we kind of unique?
I don't know. I haven't heard of anything like that. You know, but we're just thinking there's possibilities out there. We need to encourage it.
If nothing else, at least it brings some interest into, you know, shopping locally from some of these communities and maybe letting people know that, hey, we exist.
Right. So. And because there are a lot of businesses. In fact, we were talking to somebody in Leonardville the other day, talking about how many businesses there are just in Leonardville, in the Leonardville area, that they aren't all retail. They aren't, you know, a store in front, but there's a lot of people that have, you know, some of them working in agriculture areas, you know, equipment or repairs and stuff like that. And there's a new, like a seed supply store there in Leonardville. And, you know, there's a lot more activity than you realize when you start going into it, but we want to keep encouraging that.
Well, now that this has been put together, when's their first meeting, do you know?
I don't know. Like I say, we just made the final selections yesterday, and like I say, Gary Fike is kind of running it, and there's, pardon me, there's actually nine people on the board, the six, you know, residents, and then Gary Fike is the Extension Director, Darren Solden, who's Manhattan Chamber of Commerce, and John Job, who's also with Extension. Those three are kind of permanent members, although they can rotate. But he's, you know, Gary's going to work on setting up meetings, getting contact people to see what days work for him and stuff. So,
I know Gary pretty well. Gary's very excited about this. I had a chance to chat with him about it last week, and he's looking forward to it.
Yeah, he's, you know, it's been a great idea that he came up with. And I don't know if he heard it from other counties or where it came from, but I'm glad he brought this forward. I'm looking forward to it.
My mention, too, give a little plug for him. They've got their Rural Revitalization Conference coming up on the 23rd.
Yeah.
And that's, where's that at? Is that in Riley? Or I'll have to look that up. I have a press release out here on it.
Okay, yeah, and I had a copy of that, but I didn't bring it with me. I don't remember where exactly that is, but I'm planning on attending it, too.
Very good. Let's take a break. I'll go look for that real quick, and we'll highlight that real fast. In Focus continues in a moment on News Radio KMAN.